We're on campus
and we're online.
We're online.
University.
Radio. Nottingham.
I think it will happen. Liam Neeson says Ireland will be united during his lifetime. The 70-year-old Northern Ireland actor was speaking to Sky's Beth Rigby interviews programme ahead of the release of Marlowe, his 100th film. He said, "I think it will happen, but you know, everybody has to be appeased. The Protestants in the north of Ireland have a strong voice. I hear them. I know where they're coming from, and they have to be respected. If there's going to be a united Ireland, their voice has to be heard and they have to be represented if United Ireland comes about." Neeson, brought up Catholic in a predominantly Protestant town, began his acting career on stage in Northern Ireland, performing during the Troubles. And of course, he's from Ireland and he would love to see his country united one day. But my first question for you guys is, do you agree with him? Do you think there is a potential of this happening in the remaining years of his lifetime that may not be long or may could be long?
Well, I mean, Liam Neeson is 70, you know. He's also been sort of he's simultaneously sort of been living sort of a life of probably, you know, quite strenuous, stressful nature, which has probably taken a bit of a toll on him. But equally, he is a very successful actor who probably has access to a comfortable style of living, at the very least, I'd say. So I think he's certainly got a couple of years left in him. As for whether there will be United Ireland in those years, I think is probably less likely than I think he might be putting forward. I think, you know, it's always going to be a very contentious issue. It's always going to be, you know, we've seen in the news recently sort of how the UK government has been trying to approach Northern Ireland, you know, possibly, you know, with Boris Johnson, you know, suggesting, oh, we should just overturn fully the Northern Ireland Protocol. You know, we see a lot of sort of politics around Ireland as it currently is. You know, it's a very strong thing that the president does. They always visit pretty much every St. Patrick's Day. They always have a conversation with both sides as well. Northern Ireland's been seeing a lot of issues with its own parliament. Stormont has been abandoned for the best part of the recent years. So I think it might be a bit of a stretch to say it's going to happen in his lifetime.
Yeah, I would definitely agree with that. I think, like, recently we have obviously seen some shifts with increasing support for reunification, but I think those shifts are also really heavily opposed by, you know, the age-old diehard unionists in Ireland, which are still a very sizable portion of the country. So I do think we might be seeing a lot more discussion of that issue, but I don't necessarily think that within Liam Neeson himself's lifetime this could happen. But I think this is an interesting time for the UK in general, because we're asking these questions with Scotland as well, obviously, and I think for Northern Ireland it's an issue where we have a bit less influence, obviously because of the Good Friday Agreement, and that is something that really puts the legal case for reunification into the hands of the Irish people more so than the UK government. So I think there is a chance that, like, a dramatic opinion shift could actually lead to a feasible path to reunification, maybe more likely in the immediate term than Scotland, but I wouldn't hedge my bets on it just yet.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, I understand why Liam Neeson has said it. It's, you know, I completely understand why he would like to see it in his lifetime and why he would like to believe that. And you know, I think a lot of people would. But, I mean, you guys have made great points about how difficult negotiations over things like Brexit have been. And obviously Brexit is a large event, but when you consider kind of on a larger scale how relatively minor that issue is compared to just the reunification of Ireland as a whole, I think if you consider how much tension and issues there have been with just sorting out the paperwork for that specific thing, moving forwards to the reunification of Ireland as a whole, I think is going to take a long time and a lot of effort, and it will be difficult to appease, as Liam Neeson puts it, everyone involved. It's obviously a very contentious issue. It obviously has a very violent history, and that's not something that anyone would want to see repeated. So I think it's just quite a fragile isn't quite the right word, but it's an issue that you really have to approach with caution, I think. And I think that goes part of a way to explain why it took so long to sort out the kind of the island aspect of Brexit, and would also explain why I think we might be lucky to see something like that in Liam Neeson's lifetime.
I think, like you, Kit, I understand why he wants that in his lifetime. As it's obviously where he's from. It's a country that means a lot to him, and I can imagine for a lot of people it would be quite reassuring to move on from that past of violence, current violence and whatnot, and work towards a more peaceful future of a unified country. However, like the issue of Brexit affecting the Good Friday Agreement, or at least kind of changing whether or not it will be respected, there's other things that are affecting any political discussions going on about reunifying Ireland in general, like everything going on in Ukraine, the exports and imports throughout the country, kind of trade agreements and all sorts. And it gets so nitty gritty and extremely complicated. And for all we know, with how long it takes for numerous things to be agreed upon in the UK, well, in England itself, in Ireland, it could just take us just as long for one thing to be agreed upon. So I don't want to sound morbid, but I don't know how long Liam Neeson has left. And I think that's, like, a lot of people don't know. Like, one day he could be fine, the next he couldn't be. So
one thing I will say is I had no idea he was 70.
I didn't either.
In my head, I thought he was much younger.
He looks younger.
When I saw the headline for this article, I was like, oh, yeah, that's possible. And I saw he's 70, and I was like, maybe not. It's a complicated issue. It's something that's going to, a lot of agreements are going to have to be made. A lot of policies and laws are going to have to be created, or, well, not created, but implemented. And in my head, I'm like, I do not see that happening in the next 20 years. And in 20 years' time, Liam Neeson will be 90, if he gets there.
Yeah, I would say in this room, we have, 50-odd years edge on him. I think maybe a more realistic question would be whether in our lifetimes this is something that's plausible. And I think that is something I would seriously give thought to. I think it is a possibility, but I couldn't really say.
I mean, from my experience, moving on a bit from Liam Neeson, the one I always heard about prediction about a reunified Ireland is that this is going to show sort of the media I was exposed to by my dad in a Star Trek episode. There was very famously an episode that was sort of a very, not even really thinly, just a transparently veiled episode about the Troubles, which I don't think has been aired fully in Ireland and wasn't aired for many, many years on the BBC. Where they made a prediction that Ireland would be reunified in 2024, which is certainly getting a lot closer. Obviously,
how many months left?
Yeah. Well, it says 2024.
Oh, it could
so that
be like
could be
December
at any point
December
in
31st,
yeah,
23:59 p.m.
Yeah, absolutely. That could be it. But it's
I hate not Christmas. No. New Year's Eve. Doing that.
Yeah.
Sorry. Continue.
And I don't know. I think possibly looking at that sort of time frame, as I think we've seen, is not the most realistic. I think a much more realistic time frame is: are we likely to see it in our own times? And I think it's certainly a strong possibility. I think Sinn Féin, I think, are currently the leading party, although only by a small margin in Northern Ireland, which are the sort of Republican Party. I feel like as time goes on, as things become, less tense, obviously it's not completely gone because, there are still the peace walls, which were meant to come down many, many years ago under the DUP. which are just big walls separating communities. You know, it's still very divided street by street. But I think, you know, it is becoming less intense. Things are becoming better. I feel like we might see it in our lifetime.
I think it would be good to see. But I think, like you say, there's obviously still very significant tensions that exist even today. And I think it's quite telling that things like you said, like the peace walls and things like that, haven't come down, that we still see articles in the news every so often about violence that has occurred in Ireland tangentially to do with this issue. But I think it's something we can all hope to see in our lifetimes.
Yeah, when I'm 99 on my deathbed.
Yeah, you'll see it on the news. You'll hear it reported on the Pulse.
And then we'll say that we called it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely.
I mean, but then will the UK government let Northern Ireland go? We've seen how they've reacted to sort of Scotland wanting an independence. I know it is much more strongly ratified, in fairness, in sort of Northern Ireland's existence, the ability for them to leave. And obviously they haven't had a referendum, not only in 2014, but I don't think they've had a referendum on it full stop, because it's such a contentious issue. But do you guys think the UK government might try and stop it? Would Westminster try and stop it?
Yeah, so that, I think that is a really interesting question. And I do think they may try to stop it, but I think there's a lot more international interest in the Good Friday Agreement. You mentioned the president before of the US. The US has always had a massive role in like upholding the Good Friday Agreement. I don't buy that they would let us, so to speak, block it. I think that they would essentially, you know, leverage us, strong arm us into, you know, going with what was agreed in the treaty. So I don't think the UK could do that much about it.
I agree. And I think as well with Scotland, there isn't that kind of political and historical context that makes it more difficult to oppose. Like, the question of Scottish independence is almost, I mean, they're both questions of principle, I guess, but yeah, there isn't that history of violence behind it in the same way that there is with Ireland. And like you've both said again, the American influence is strong. It is a much more international issue compared to the Scotland one. I can believe that the UK government would fight to keep Scotland as part of the UK, but if the winds were blowing in the direction of Irish reunification, I think they would struggle to put any weight behind stopping it without causing sort of a gentle international incident. So
we're on campus and we're online.
We're online.
University
Radio
Nottingham.